keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk. Talk, guys, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your gracious host, Evangelist Falana. We are delighted that you have joined us this evening. The show topic for tonight's radio broadcast is food for thought. What a pleasure it is for me to have with us this evening author of Eat Like a Celebrity, Southern Cuisine with a Gourmet Twist, humanitarian, my friend and brother. He is a personal chef to the stars. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Chef Jerome Brown. Hi, Jerome. How you doing, hon?
Hey, good evening. How you doing? What's going on?
I would say
Falana, but it's Evangelist Falana now, right?
Oh, see, here you go. Yes, but we go way back. We're just Falana and Jerome, okay?
High school.
Yes, way back. Jerome, how have you been doing today?
Hey, I'm awesome. All is well. I have no complaints. I'm just glad that, you know, to see another day, to witness God's strength and power in all of our lives who are here, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen, amen. Glory be to God. You know, Jerome, when our people learned that you were coming, I have gotten so many, like, what, really? All that type of thing. And, Jerome, I know that you have a schedule out of this world, so I'm so thankful that you made time for Bonafide Talk this evening. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord this evening. Before we begin the show topic for Food for Thought with Chef Jerome Brown, we're going to go into a quick commercial break, guys. Here is my pastor, Pastor Frank Henderson with Excel Fellowship.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the nation. Hey, tell your family and friends that you'll hear the archive to the show in very short order on the BFTM radio network. Hey, BFTM is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to getbonafide.org. That's getbonafide.org. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back our featured guest, personal chef to the stars, Jerome Brown. Jerome, what is a normal day like for you?
Oh, my God. That's such a loaded question. Let me see. it really kind of depends on what's going on. Typically, when I'm in Raleigh and I have, you know, just some downtime off the road, then I'm cooking for one of my MBA clients. And so my day will typically start around 7 a.m. And usually it will end around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, just depending on what I'm doing. If I'm doing a live show, then my day will start the day before and carry on until after that show, after I've greeted everyone. So it makes for some really long days, really, really long days. And when I'm not cooking for someone, then I'm getting ready to cook for someone. I'm putting together menus. Right now I can't even tell you how many different menus I have going on in my head, you know, for upcoming events and this one and that one. Holidays are coming, Thanksgiving. I'm even thinking forward to Christmas and New Year's Eve. So, yeah, it's a day full of many things, to include working on another cookbook. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in the midst of all of that, Jerome, do you have any hobbies?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I love the fish. I love the fish. I love to shoot pool. I tease my buddies and I call myself a pool shark. I don't know how true that is. But fishing, pool, I love to hang around my family, entertain my loved ones, and go visit different ones. You know, that's just what I'm about. I'm kind of laid back. I'm not a rah-rah guy unless I'm actually on stage and before an audience of people that's ready to eat. That I get up for. I get real hype for that. But other than that, I'm very laid back. I'm a family guy, and that's what I do. I spend my time around family and friends who have been knowing me for years. So,
that makes sense. You're real people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm always entertaining. I'm always meeting new people, or there's different people. I've been blessed that people want to reach out to me for a number of things, whether it's to come speak or whether it's to come cook or to do a show or whatever it is. You know, so I'm always meeting new people. I do spend a lot of time mentoring young chefs, our youths who are looking forward to becoming chefs or wanting to get into culinary school and things like that. So I have that mentoring program as well, and that stretches all over the world, literally.
Wow.
So, yeah, I have pretty full. Yeah, I got a lot of hobbies.
that's the one of the many humanitarian sides of you, Jerome. Wow. Where is your favorite place to travel to?
Whoo! State-wise, I would have to say right now, Birmingham. I love the city of Birmingham. I have special interest there. And internationally, Dubai. Dubai is that spot. I love going over to the United Arab Emirates and spending time over there. I have loved ones there. I have business relationships there. And on top of that, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world to travel to. And I would encourage anybody, if you ever get a chance to go, you really, really, really want to do that. Get out and see something, you know? I can't tell you how many times I come across people who say, man, I've never even left the town I live in. Listen,
right.
Get out. It's a big world out there, and there's so much to see, and I just encourage anybody to do it.
Amen. Jerome, what is your favorite sport?
I would say football. Yeah, football, well, you know, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan right now. I know we're not looking too good right now, but, but I would say football is my favorite sport, yeah.
There you go. And you know what? We'll give a round to the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah! Don't hate.
Well, Alana, you probably had about 50 people that hung up.
It'll be all right. Oh, so do you think the Cowboys are going all the way, Jerome?
You know what? We're kind of battered and bruised right now. I hope so. On the inside, but I don't know how realistic that is right now. Well, I'm keeping hope alive, though. I'm keeping
hope
alive. That's
right. You better know it. You better know it, baby. Exactly. Jerome, I want to take some time out to see what our listeners are thinking. Maybe they may have a couple of questions for you or so, okay? Is that all right?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I see you guys in the chat room. I love you. Hey, feel free to post your questions and comments in the chat room. I'll acknowledge them, okay? For those of you that are listening online, if you have a question or comment, dial now, 347-327-9688 and press 1. And, of course, if you are already tuned in via the telephone, feel free to press 1 now, okay? We have a caller, Jerome.
All right.
Caller with the number ending in 6195. You're now on Bonafide Talk. What is your question or comment, please?
Hey, Lady Falon. This is Robin. Hey, Chef Jerome.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Robin. What's going on?
Well, girl, you know I said I was calling in, and I'm a woman of my word, so I got to call in. I'm just enjoying listening to the conversation right now. I'll probably have a question later on, but right now I'm enjoying listening.
You got it. You know how we do, Robin. We just jump in and fall in at the appropriate time. Thank you so much for chiming in on Bonafide Talk tonight, okay?
You're welcome.
Now, Jerome, just like myself, you are from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and if I be forthcoming or keep it Bonafide Talk, I can honestly say, Jerome, that I did not truly, fully understand my purpose in life until my later 30s, early 40s, you know. How long have you known that, among other things, you were destined to be a personal chef to the stars?
You know, that's a great question. One of the things I tell people is that I didn't really realize that I was already operating in my gift. I saw it as a hobby and something that I just like to do. Even though I was actually getting paid to do it, I still didn't see it and recognize it for what it was. It wasn't until the age of about 33, at a time of my life where things just weren't going well at all. In fact, I was in a place of what we would call a rock bottom. That's where I was. Wow. Marriage was on the rocks at the time. And I had to I arrived at a place where God humbled me and really began to show me who he is. He met me where I was, and he began to show me his power. He began to show me who he was. He revealed things about myself that I didn't even realize or recognize, and it was around that age, 33, and from that, what you see today was birthed out of those moments. Out of my pain came what you see right now, and it was a tough road. It was a tough journey. I really had to learn, and I really had no other choice but to follow God and his guidance to bring me to the place that he has me right now. It was a learned moment in time, several learned moments in time that I had to pay attention to, and it took me really going through some things and really being stripped of all that I knew, all that I thought I knew, and all that I even wanted at that time, and God really just kind of he was a gentleman about it. He don't force you to do anything. But he certainly put me in a position where I was going to seek him to bring me out. And I felt like he allowed me to go probably to the depths of hell before he reached down and said, "See how far I will go to show you how much I love you, my son." And that's pretty much what he did. And from that, I've been following him from that day to this one.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, can we just God a round of applause? Jesus.
Yeah, we get all the glory.
Jerome, your very unique cookbook, Eat Like a Celebrity, Southern Cuisine with a Gourmet Twist. I've seen you are getting wonderful reviews on this cookbook. What inspired this?
Wow, that cookbook was a 14-year journey. It took me 14 years to get that book to where you see it now. I've tried to release that book a number of times, and it was just not the right time. There was so much that I had to learn. It was self-published, and I didn't know what I was doing. But along the way, different stories and different moments of my life that I talk about in the book, all of that contributed to what you see. And it was inspired by family. It was inspired by life lessons. It was inspired by the celebrities, athletes, and entertainers that I cook for. It was all of that. It was encompassed of all those things. It's not just about the recipes, but the lessons of life and the things that have been passed down from generation to generation. And I'm thankful and happy to say that that's the 2014 Cookbook of the Year.
So,
yeah, it didn't happen in my time. The biggest lesson I learned about that, it was about God's timing. Had I released that book when I wanted to, it would have totally destroyed my career before I got it going good. And had I done it my way, had I done it through what I thought was right, it wouldn't have been what it is today. And I thank God that he put up some doors that I couldn't open, right? I was almost on TBN with that very book. several years ago, and that book, when I look back on it now, at that stage, it was a hot mess. So I'm thank God for His timing and His way. Right?
Oh,
wow. We
need
praise
that. God.
Yeah,
Jerome, how
that.
Do we get a copy of this masterpiece?
You know, right now, with the next one getting ready to come out, to get this one, you can go on Amazon.com and order, or BarnesandNoble.com and order a copy. And it
okay.
will come to you. And then when I come to a city near you, I would be more than happy to sign it and autograph it to you and put that blessing on it.
Awesome. Can you
wow.
call us any at all, Jerome, about book two? Or we have to keep that kind of hush-hush for right now.
Say it again.
Can you give us a little clue about book two that's coming up, or we need to kind of keep that hush-hush for right now?
No, book two, let me tell you, book two right now, I'm calling it Carolina Soul. And I talk about my roots in North Carolina, my grandmother, my parents, my relatives. I talk about North Carolina and Rocky Mount and some of the beautiful treasures of food that we have in this great state, not just in
right.
North Carolina, but South Carolina as well. And
right.
So the influence is all about the many different things that we have to offer in this great state. I'm just basically tapping into my roots and talking about some real life things that that makes North Carolina so special when it comes to food and nutrition.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it first. You are listening to Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Hey, we're going to go into another quick commercial break. When we return, Chef Jerome and I will talk about his life with Disney and his encounters with some of the chief executives of Twitter, okay? Meanwhile, while we're away, here is Today Is Your Day with Crystal Artis.
Come on. Now, this is for everybody that has a petition before the Lord. No longer will you have to wait. It shall not perish. I've come to tell you that it's yours. What you've been praying for, God said that today it is yours. You've got to have enough faith to believe. Because you said that your strength was His joy, and you waited upon the Lord. I come to tell you your time is right now. To get what you've been praying for. To walk into that season, yeah. To receive the blessing is yours. You've been holding on a long, long while. You kept the faith and you did not come down. Because you know the race is not.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Tonight we have with us Chef Jerome Brown. Jerome, we have another caller. Hold on just a second. Caller with the number ending in 6195. You're now Bonafide Talk. What is your question or comment for tonight? Caller with the number ending in 6195. Are you there? Okay, she must have her phone on mute, Jerome. You still there?
I did. You know I always
here.
Put it on mute. But I don't have a question. I have a comment. I was just going to listen to the show tonight, kind of just chill. But after listening to what Chef Jerome just shared, it just ministered to my spirit. I didn't personally meet you, but a long time ago at North Carolina Wesleyan College, I was in the worst state of my life. I was going through a miserable marriage at the time. I worked for a law firm. They bought tickets for all of us to come see you. Even my mom and my daughters were invited with us.
Wow.
And we came to see you, It was a nighttime show, but I think she just really wanted to just take me somewhere to be someplace different, because I would go home and be miserable. And I never, ever forgot that night, because it was a night that I did something different, even though I was still right here in Rocky Mount. I don't know how, you said something about hit rock bottom. That's where we were. Couldn't even afford to go to a movie.
Wow.
Person came to town, and this same office purchased tickets for us to go see this multimillionaire lawyer that's from Rocky Mount. He came to town. They paid for us to go see him. But I say that to say what you said just kind of ministered to me, even when you were talking about, you know, basically walking in your purpose and you were miserable. And I write books, trying to do a movie, all this stuff. And at some point I had people in Hollywood, a Hollywood producer wanted to look at it, wanted to talk about it, see what we could do. But when you said something about timing, it hit a chord mm-hmm. with me, because I didn't want to do it here because Rocky Mount was good enough. And
wow.
then I had other producers that were in Hollywood who now moved to Wilmington and Raleigh looking at it. And I think God was trying to show me, and I think you're confirming about timing, but also location. Who
mm-hmm.
says nothing good can come out of Rocky Mount? And now I'm just listening to you, and I was like, look at him. That just jumped
mm-hmm.
in my spirit. Just look at him. So I just
yeah.
wanted to just thank you for being bold enough to say, because some people won't ever tell you where they were. You
Amen.
Know, they won't tell you they hit rock bottom, and it just ministered to me.
Amen. Well, you know, and the
thank
thing
you.
About it, to your point, though, and thank you for sharing that. But what I realize is this. One of the things I realized about being in the public eye, sometimes we have to be transparent in order to be a blessing.
Amen.
Because the thing that I learned the most is that we don't go through things just for us.
Right.
We sit there and we keep our mouth shut. We don't be a blessing to somebody who may need to hear just that. You know, and that night that you came to that, I remember that show, and that night that you came, even that was a tough time, but that was still a great moment in my life, and I never would have had experienced that had I just collapsed and said, forget it, it's over, I'm done, I'm no longer pursuing, I'm no longer doing, and I've had those moments where I wanted to do that, but God somehow has a way of putting something in your spirit and raising you up out of the depths of hell that will cause you to be in the place that you need to be. And that's exactly what he did for me. That's exactly what he did for you. And that's exactly what he's going to do for the next person. One of the things that I realize and recognize about God is that not only do he meet you where you are, but he always have a plan in place.
Yeah.
If we just hang on a little bit and follow his plan, we always going to come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And we always going to smell like a rose when we get there, because we are under his hand and under his power. And every time we get to that moment where we're at the depths of hell and we feel like we're in that spot, all we got to do is look up and he's going to bring you out every single time. Once we call on the name Jesus, there's power in that name, and he gonna show up and show out every single time. And he operates in our faith. He operates in our faith.
Yes.
It's called revelation, right?
Yes.
He allows us to go through things and reveal it. That's how he reveals himself unto us. It's called revelation.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Don't know we
Amen.
Need peace if we never in a place where all hell done broke loose. We never know we have a need if we don't have to call on Jehovah Jireh to provide for us.
Mm.
And that's what it is. It's revelation in that season and in that place. That's
you
the season that we end in our lives at that moment, right? But God will always have a ram in the bush and bring you out.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just a little thing, just a word from somebody somewhere or directly from him to bring you out of that place. So I want to encourage you with that.
Amen.
You
did.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a praise break. Glory!
Yes.
Jesus!
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Woo! Jesus, I thank you. Oh, my God. Jerome, you are so inspiring. for the sake of time, we're not even going to talk about Twitter and Disney right now. Let's go ahead and go to the topic, Jerome. Food for thought. Will you read the scripture for tonight, please?
Sure. And this scripture is coming out of James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And it's all about faith. And matter of fact, it's talking about faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to him, depart in peace, be warm and filled, for you do not give them the things which are needed for that body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Amen.
And those,
Amen.
That's the scripture for tonight.
Yeah.
Jerome, prior to the show, you touched on some things regarding your personal experience that this scripture is speaking of. Will you elaborate a little bit more about what we talked about prior to the show?
Yeah, we were talking about the journey as it relates to stepping out on faith. Many times, you know, I love what Bishop Parker preached about today. He was just talking about just this very thing about faith stepping out and before you even see it and recognize it for what it is. Faith is just that. It's the only thing that moves God. It's the only thing that moves God. It's the only thing that can get God to operate on our behalf. When you're full of doubt, you can't. What is that going to do? It shuts God down. That's the one thing that stops God from doing what he wants to do in our lives. When we want a job, that job is never going to knock on our door and say, hey, come work. You got to get out there and fill out an application and then pray for it. The word
Amen.
Is ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask God. Right, and see
right.
him. That's where that's that. Asking is faith to believe, right? And then when we seek him, we putting that faith into action, and that's what we need in an effort to cause God to move on our behalf.
Exactly, and you know, Jerome, I think I know, and I'm sure you can agree with this, that goes for any type of success on any level, whether it be fame and fortune, whether it be prosperity, either physically, mentally, emotional, whatever. It requires work, you know, and
yeah.
I think that what experience has taught me over the years, and particularly since I've been in evangelism, that oftentimes God, you know, will see what we're going to do and see if we really want it. Because sometimes if we don't really want it, he won't bless us with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
If we ain't ready for it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah,
exactly
very
right.
Very true. You know,
yeah.
So I want to
That's
encourage
right.
someone today, whatever your goal is in life, whatever it is that you decide that you want to actually do, as that saying goes, just do it. You won't know
mm-hmm.
if you're going to fail if you don't try. In fact, that's the only way you know for sure that you will fail is if you don't try. So
that's
take
exactly
it from
right.
the personal chef of the stars, Chef Jerome Brown, from Little Old Me, Evangelist Solana, from Robin Manley, who's author, motivational speaker, radio talk show host of Relationships on You on the BFTM Network, all these different people that I feel you've been blessed to be around and have exposure to, take it from us. We take no credit of our own. God knows we don't. We know it was all God, but it took a surrender
you know
process.
What?
Amen? Amen?
Yes.
It took that. Ladies and gentlemen, we
That's
are towards
right.
the end of our show. I want to thank Chef Jerome Brown for being the featured guest tonight on Bonafide Talk. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you all.
Jerome, your closing remark
yes.
for tonight for the show topic, Food for Thought.
One of the things about faith that we have to be careful of is to manage our faith. Don't expect things that we are not equipped to handle.
Amen.
God is only going to give us what we can handle. He will not put more on us than we can handle. So manage your expectations as well.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
You heard it, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, in all that we do,
keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk.
Bonafide Talk. Bonafide.